Glory to Jesus Christ. I always find it beautiful that on a civil new year, we get to celebrate two feast days in one day. What a beautiful way to start a new year. And usually, when we want to achieve something within our life, we create a resolution for that year. New year, new start, new focus. When we think about our New Year resolutions and what we would like to achieve in that year, it is also good and very important for us to consider our own spiritual life, as we are not always satisfied with ourselves, so we should not be satisfied with our spiritual life. This doesn't mean that suddenly we have to do a 180-degree change of our life. Well, sometimes it is necessary. But most of the times, what is important is to look at our life and make small changes that will create a huge impact on our whole year. We all know that if the resolution is too difficult, we will let it go within a few months. But we also know that if we make small changes, small steps, and if we are consistent with it, it will become a good habit and it will stick with us until it becomes part of us. So this got me thinking, what should be our, as a parish, focus point for this year? What should be our challenge that it will change our personal life and also our church's life? I didn't have to think too much, thank God. Since today we are celebrating the feast day of St. Basil, I ran to him for his advice. And St. Basil teaches that stillness is beginning of the soul's purification. Taking St. Basil's words to heart, I think our main focus should be, for this year, stillness. Stillness is a very complex word when it comes to spiritual life. And unfortunately, I will not be able to say everything about this word just in this homily alone. But I hope to touch on this word, this ascetical practice, throughout the whole year. Why do we have to become still? What benefit will it be for us to become still? The very first benefit when we become still, we start to walk on a path towards purifying our soul. We start to walk on a path to salvation. Stillness means quietness of body and soul. Stillness is not just some kind of an exterior silence that we turn off the radio and suddenly we are in stillness. But it is a deep peacefulness of an inner person of ours, in which the disturbance of the passions and the endless succession of thoughts have given way to a state in which the soul stands in the presence of God without any distraction. With stillness comes silence, and with stillness comes simplicity of our life. We are under constant attack of the noise from the world. Everywhere where we turn, there is noise. Even if we try to sit home alone in silence, then our inner thoughts come and bother us to the point that we become restless. And rather than sorting through those thoughts, and realizing how good or bad our thoughts are, how busy our mind is, we will go to our phone or turn on music or do some kind of activity that will seize those floods of thoughts. That's not good. When we sit in silence and we are trying to be still and we have bad thoughts come our way, then it is a clear sign to us that something within our heart is bothering us, that our heart is damaged with sin, and we need to heal it so that through, so that thought does not come back to us. It is a beautiful process. For example, let's say that we have a problem with sin of anger, and we have that one person that every time we think of every time we see them, our blood pressure rises out of nowhere, for no reason. Well, that thought should prompt us to say, why am I so sensitive? Why do I get immediately so angry? And also, this thought should make us go to a spiritual father or father confessor to see what can be done about this. There are multiple spiritual medicines to heal the passions of anger and other passions too. And then when we start to this process to see what medicine works, then our heart slowly starts to be healed. And over time, we don't have trouble with this passion anymore. But if you are constantly in the noise, if you are constantly making ourselves so busy that we don't have time to examine our thoughts, then we must know that our spiritual life is in very bad danger. Because we will be falling into the sin left and right without even knowing. There is so much more to say, and that is connected to the word stillness, this practice of stillness. So that one could have a seminar, weekend seminar on it, and it would be still not enough. But I will end it here. But I know that this will be my main focus for this year, as a personal goal and also as a priest's goal for this church. So for this year, I encourage each one of you to become more still, so we can examine our thoughts and start the beautiful process of purifying our soul. So when we pray morning and evening and every time we get a chance, our soul can easily stand in front of God and be blessed by it. Glory to Jesus Christ.